Today's Amud is Yevamos Lamed Amud Beis. We're holding by the Mishnah on the bottom of Lamed Amud Aleph. So says the Mishnah, same setup as the previous Mishnayis. You have Shleisha Achim, three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Shnai Mehem, Nesuin, Shtei Achayos, and two of the brothers, Reuven and Shimon. They're married to two sisters. They're married to Rachel and Leah. So Reuven is married to Rachel, and Shimon is married to Leah. Ve'echa nasli nachris, and then Levi is married to a random lady. Levi is married to, we'll call her Mrs. Levi. Now Gireish echa mibale achayes es yishtoi. What happens is that then one of the husbands who's married to one of the sisters divorces his wife. So Reuven divorces Rachel. So now, besides the fact that that creates some awkward family dynamics, the halacha is, or first what happens next is, umeis nasui nachris, and then Levi dies. So after Reuven divorces Rachel, so now Levi dies, and Mrs. Levi falls to Yibum to Reuven and Shimon, right? Mrs. Levi is technically mutter to both Reuven or Shimon, and she falls to Yibum to both of the Yevamim. And Ukansa Hamigarish and Reuven, the one who divorced his wife, Reuven, the one who divorced Rachel, he goes ahead, he doesn't have a wife in the meantime, so he goes ahead and he does the Yibam, he goes and he's Miyabim, Mrs. Levi. So now Reuven was once married to Rachel, but now he's not, and he's only married to Mrs. Levi. Umeis, and then Reuven dies, so does Mrs. Levi fall to Shimon? Why not? Maybe she's a Tzaras Arva. Reuven was at one point married to Rachel. Now she's married to Mrs. Levi. So does that make Mrs. Levi into a Tzaras Arva? Says the Mishnah, no. And the halacha really comes from a Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph. That Zui Shamru, it's about this, that the Mishnah on Beis Amud Aleph says that Vekulan Shemesu and Nisgarshu Tzaraisehem Mutaris. That in any case where the Erva, if any time you have a man who's married to an Erva and to a random lady, and then the man dies, Reuven dies, so if Reuven already divorced the Erva, or the Erva died, so then the Tzara falls to Yibam, the Tzara is not called the Tzara's Erva. So like Lamashal in our case, since Reuven already divorced Rachel, so therefore Mrs. Levi is not considered a Tzara's Erva, she's not considered a Tzara's Erva, Mamela, when Reuven dies, so Mrs. Levi will fall to Shimon, and Shimon can be Miyabim her, and if not, he'll have to do Chalitza, but she's not going to go out scot-free, she's not going to be considered a Tzaras Erva. And the Mishnah's Mashma, that it's a very specific thing, says the Gemara, Taima Digireish V'Achar Kachmeis, and we'll see later in the Gemara that it's really coming from a Diyik also in the end of the Mishnah, it says Zui Shamru, it's about this case that they said that Mrs. Levi is not a Tzaras Erva. In this case, because Reuven already divorced Rachel, so therefore Mrs. Levi does not become a Tzaras Erva. So says the Gemara, it's Mashma specific, it's Dafka in this case, Zui Shamru, Taima Digireish V'Achar. It's mashma only in this type of case where Reuven first divorced Rachel. That was the order that the Mishnah said it. That first Reuven divorced Rachel, and then va'acher kachmeis, and then only afterwards Levi died, and Mrs. Levi fell to Yibam. Aval, but what would be if the order was reversed? Let's say Mace, va'acher kach gireish. Let's say Levi died. So now Mrs. Levi fell to Yibam to Reuven and Shimon, so she had a zika now to Reuven and Shimon, and then va'acher kach gireish, and only afterwards Reuven divorced Rachel, so then Asura, so then Mrs. Levi is going to be Asur to Shimon. Why? Why will Mrs. Levi be Asur to Shimon? Because since when Levi died, Mrs. Levi fell to Yibam to Reuven and Shimon, so Ayidei the Zika, Mrs. Levi became a Tzaras Achis Isha. Since there's a Zika, let's talk about the Zika to Reuven for now, but it goes both ways technically. Since Lamashal, there's a Zika to Reuven, since Mrs. Levi is Zakuk to Reuven, through that Zika, it's as if Reuven is somewhat married to Mrs. Levi. So he's married to Rachel, and he's married to Mrs. Levi. So he might then afterwards divorce Rachel, but it's too late. Once a Tzaras Erva, always a Tzaras Erva, assuming in this pshat. And therefore Mrs. Levi will become a Tzaras Erva. And Mamela, and when Reuven dies, Mrs. Levi, through that Zika, because of that Zika, so then Mrs. Levi will not fall to Shimon. That's the Diyak of the Mishnah. That's the Diyak of the Mishnah, and Rav Ashi Mamish says it. I'm Rav Ashi, so I say Meres. You see from our Mishnah, that Yesh Zika, Afilu Betrei Achi, that clearly the Tan of our Mishnah holds, that Zika is something to reckon with. Zika is something that has the ability to create this type of situation where we call the Miksas Ishas. And even though when Levi died and Mrs. Levi fell to Yibam, she technically fell to Reuven and to Shimon. She fell to two Yevamin. Still, even by two Yevamin, even by two brothers, we say that Yesh Zika. And because of that Zika, so then it would, Mrs. Levi would taka become a Tzaras Erva. It's only because Reuven divorced Rachel before Levi died, so that's why Mrs. Levi is then Mutter to Shimon, that's why Mrs. Levi doesn't become a Tzaras Erva. But if Reuven would only divorce Rachel after Levi died, so then Mrs. Levi, through the Zika, would be considered a Tzaras Achais Isha, a Tzaras Erva, and she would not fall to Shimon after Reuven does Yibam and then dies. So that's what the Gemara is medayik. Now from this last Mishnah, clearly the Mishnah on the bottom of this Amud holds that Yesh Zika. Now the problem with that, says the Gemara, is that Ulu Rav Ashi, Kasha the Rav Nachman. So this takes us back to the top of the Amud. The very first Mishnah that we started this series of Mishnayos with. So the very first Mishnah spoke about the same type of setup. You had three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters. So Reuven was married to Rachel, and Shimon was married to Leah, and Levi, we'll say, he was married to Mrs. Levi. And then what happened was, is Reuven died, so now Rachel fell to Yibam, not to Shimon, Shimon's married to Leah. So Rachel fell to Yibam only to one brother. She fell to Yibam only to Levi. And the Mishnah says that if Levi does Maimer with Rachel, so then his real wife, Mrs. Levi, becomes a Tzaras Erva Midrabanan because of that Maimer. And the male of Levi would then die after performing Maimer. So Mrs. Levi, it would be also for Mrs. Levi to do Yibam with Shemen because Midrabanan, she's like a Tzaras Erva. And the Gemara was Medayik that it's Mashma, and this was Rav Nachman Shita, the way Rav Nachman learned the Mishnah, is that it's Dafka because Levi did Maimer. But what would be if Levi did not do Maimer? Let's say Stam, Rachel fell to Yibam to Levi. Rachel fell to Levi, and then Levi died. So then it seems like then it would be mutter for Shimon to do Yibam with Mrs. Levi. And the question we asked is, wait a second, but isn't there a Zika? When Rachel falls to Levi, so isn't there a Zika? So Mrs. Levi should be a Tzaras Achais Isha, she should be a Tzaras Erva through the Zika. And so Rav Nachman was Medayik from the first Mishnah on the top of the Amud, that you see clearly the Tana holds that ain't Zika, and that's why the Tana specifically spoke about a case of Maimer, where Levi did Maimer with Rachel, and that's why Mrs. Levi is not allowed to do Yibam with Shimon. But if Levi would not have done Maimer with Rachel, so then it would be mutter for Mrs. Levi to do Yibam with Shimon, because then she wouldn't be a Tzaras Erva, not even Midrabanan. So clearly the Tana holds, Ein Zika. That's what Rav Nachman was Medayik from the first Mishnah on the top of the Amud. So that's what the Gemara is asking now. Rav Ashi is making Medayik from our Mishnah on the bottom of the Amud, that Yesh Zika, not only Yesh Zika, but Yesh Zika even by two brothers. But ask the Gemara, Rav Ashi, Kasha Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had a diak from the Mishnah on the top of the Amud, that this Tana, it seems to be the same Tana, this Tana at the top of the Amud holds that there's Ein Zika. And not only is there Ein Zika, but there's Ein Zika even by one brother. So it's mamish from one end to the other. Mikatza Lakatza, how could it be? So says the Gemara, Amar Lach Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi will tell you that now. Rav Ashi will tell you that really the Mishnah on the top of the Amud holds that Yesh Zika. So why did the Mishnah speak specifically about a case of Maimer? Even without Maimer, even if Levi would not have done Maimer with Rachel, Luchaira would still be Aser in the Mishnah at the top of the Amud, it would still be Aser for Mrs. Levi to do Yibam with Shimon because of the Zika. So says the Gemara, Inachanami, says the Gemara, who are din dafel gav deloyav about Maimer. Really, Rav Ashi will tell you, that the halacha on the top Mishnah is true even if Levi did not do Maimer. Even if Levi did not do Maimer, still, Nachris Michlatz Chaltza Yavu Meiloi Miyavma, still the din would be that Mrs. Levi, the stranger, she's only allowed to do Chalitza, she's not allowed to do Yibam, because she's a Tzaras Erva, Tzaras Achais Isha, through the Zika. So why did the Mishnah speak about Maimer? Really, the halacha is true even without Maimer. So why did the Mishnah mention Maimer? V'hadikatani Maimer la'afuke be'shamai. The reason why the Tana in the top Mishnah mentioned the fact that Levi did Maimer with Rachel was to just bring out the chiddush that we are not going like be'shamai. La'afuke be'shamai, the Amri Maimer kaina kinyan gamer, to be la'afuke be'shamai, who says the Maimer is kaina kinyan gamer, that when Levi does Maimer with Rachel, so now Rachel's mamish, his wife, Mamela Mrs. Levi would be a real Tzaras Erva. She'd be a real Tzaras Erva, and she wouldn't even need to do Chalitza with Shimon. When Levi then dies, so Mrs. Levi, Lefi Beis Shammai wouldn't even have to do chalitza. Kamash malon do like Beis Shammai. So that's why the Mishnah mentioned Maimer to show us that we're not going like Beis Shammai and that she needs to do chalitza. But really, really, the din would be true with regards to the fact that she's not allowed to do yibam. So that would be true even if they did not do maimer, even if they did not do maimer outs the zika, because really both mishnayos hold that yesh zika. That's the way Rav Ashi will tell you to reconcile. That's how he'll reconcile the two mishnayos. So says the Gemara, but Lamaisa Rav Nachman didn't learn like that. Rav Nachman clearly by the mission at the top of the Amud, so he was medayik that the Tano holds ein zika, and it's dafka in the case of maimer. That's when Mrs. Levy cannot do yibam with Shimon. But if they would not have done Maimer, so then it would be mutter for Mrs. Levy to do Yibam with Shimon, because she's not a Tzara Sareva. So it says the Gemara, Rav Nachman, Kasha Rav Ashi. So Lemaisa, according to Rav Nachman, that he wants to say that the Mishnah at the top of the Amud holds Ein Zika, so how is he going to learn the Mishnah now over here on the bottom of the Amud? Rav Ashi was Medayik from the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amud, our Mishnah that we just learned, that the Mishnah holds Yesh Zika, because the Mishnah was Mashma, that it's specifically in a case where Reuven divorced Rachel before Levi died, so that's when Mrs. Levi's mutter to Shimon, only because Reuven divorced Rachel before Levi died. But if Reuven would divorce Rachel after Levi died, so then it would be too late. Mrs. Levi would already be at Tzaras Erva. So obviously the Mishnah is holding Yezika, so what's Rav Nachman going to do with our Mishnah? So says the Gemara, V'chei teima hua adin dafil meis v'achakach giresh, Tzaras mutaras. Maybe he'll say, maybe Rav Nachman will tell you that no, you're not making the right diak. Really, even in the case where Reuven got divorced after Levi died, the halacha would be the same. The halacha is not the tully in the fact that Reuven did Gerushin first. It's not tully in the fact that he divorced Rachel first. Really, even if he divorced Rachel after Levi died, still Mrs. Levi would be mutter to Shimon because ain zika. El zuhi l'mutei mai. So why is the Mishnah saying zuhi? It sounds like the Mishnah is being very specific in its case. It says in this case, Mrs. Levi is mutter. Mashman, other cases, Mrs. Levi is not mutter to Shimon. So what? It sounds like the Mishnah is being very specific. So what's the Mishnah coming to be lafuke? If you're telling me that even in a case where Reuven divorces Rachel after Levi dies, so it's still going to be mutter for Mrs. Levi to do Yibam with Shimon, so what's the Mishnah coming to exclude? Well, in what way is the Mishnah being specific? It says the Gemara, l'mu'ute kines v'achar kach giresh. The Mishnah is coming to exclude a totally different case. It's coming to exclude a case where, let's say, Levi died, and Mrs. Levy felt the Yibam, and Reuven did Yibam with Mrs. Levy. So Reuven is now married to two women. He's married to Rachel, and he's married to Mrs. Levy. Va'achar kach giresh, and then he divorces Rachel. So now he's only married to Mrs. Levy. And in such a case, that's what Rav Nachman will tell you, that in such a case, that since at the time, since there was a point in time where they were married together, since there was a point in time that Reuven was married to Rachel and to Mrs. Levy, so that's why Mrs. Levy will be usher in such a case to Shimon. It's only in a case where Reuven got divorced from Rachel before he ever married Mrs. Levy, so that's when Mrs. Levy is mutter to Shimon. But in a case where Reuven was married to both of them at some point, at the same time, even if he subsequently divorced Rachel and then he died, still Mrs. Levy would be usher to Shimon. That's the way Rav Nachman will read the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, we know that that's a machlaikis. In such a case, it's a machlaikis if that halacha is even true. So says the meaning it's a machlaikis if what's the halacha in a case where Reuven at one point was married to an erva and he was also married to a random lady. He was married to Rachel and he was also married to Mrs. Levy. And then he divorces Rachel at some point before he died. He divorced Rachel. In such a case, is Mrs. Levy fault to Yibam or not? That's really a machlaikis that we've mentioned before in the past. So says the Gemara, Rav Nachman's coming to say that in this case, Mrs. Levy does not fall to Yibam. That's a machlaikis. So Hanicha Yisavar Laker Rav Yirmiyah. So this pshat in the Mishnah would work if Rav Nachman holds like Rav Yirmiyah, the Amer Tavra Misha Shanazu Le Shanazu. Rav Yirmiyah said that even though it's mashma from the Mishnah on Bezim and Aleph, that in this type of setup where Reuven was married to Rachel and also to Mrs. Levy, and then he divorced Rachel and then he died, the Mishnah on Bezim and Aleph was mashma that Mrs. Levy does fall to Yibam. But Rav Yirmiyah said that the Mishnah on Laman and Aleph is mashma not like that. And Rav Yirmiyah said that yeah, it's taka machlokes, it's machlokes tanaim. So if Rav Nachman is going to go like Rav Yirmiyah, who says tavra misha shanazu le shanazu, it's a machlekes between the two mishnayos. V'hai tana sever misa mepelas. V'hai tana sever nesuvin harishayin mepilim. And the tana of the mishnah beizim and aleph holds misa's mepelas. That all we care about is the shas misa. Since at the shas misa, Reuven was not married to Rachel anymore. He divorced her, even though there was a point in time that he was married to both of them. But since now at the shas misa, he's not married to both. So Mamela, Mrs. Levi falls to Yibam. Whereas the town of our Mishnah and Laminam and Aleph holds and no Suan Harishainim Apilim, that we care about the fact that at one point they were married together. So then you could say, like Rav Nachman says, then you could say, Zui Lamute Kana Kine is a little bit safe Girish. Then you could say, like Rav Nachman says, and then everything works out great. But if you're going to say like Rava's teretz to reconcile the two Mishnayas, Rava says the Amar La'ilam Chatanahu. Rava says that really it's all one Tana. Really, the Tana of Beizam and Aleph is and doesn't argue with the Tana Lamanam and Aleph and the Zuvain Sarach Leimar Zukatani and the Zuvain Sarach Leimar Zu. Meaning the fact that the Mishnah on Lamanam and Aleph speaks about a case where they were never married at the same time is and so you maybe you want to make a diet that Mashma they were married at the same time. So then there wouldn't be Yibam. So Rava says, no, it's Zu Vein Tzarech Leimar Zu. Really, it's the same Tana as the Mishnah Beizam and Aleph. And the Tana holds that even if there was a point in time that they were married, that's not going to make it that Mrs. Levi won't fall to Yibam. If Reuven divorces Rachel before he dies, so then Mrs. Levi will fall to Yibam. And don't be medayik from the Mishnah on Laminam and Aleph otherwise, because it's Zu Vein Tzarech Leimar Zu. It's a figure of speech. You say the bigger Chiddush, and then you say a smaller Chiddush. It's a style of speech. So then, if you're going to go like Rava, teretz, so then zu hilumute mai. So then you have no teretz, and then we're still stuck with Rav Nachman. Why does the Mishnah on Lamanam and Aleph say Zuhi? What's the Mishnah coming to exclude? It can't be excluding this case of Kinei Sva'achakach Girish, because according to Rav, in such a case, Rachel does fall to Yibam. So says the Gemara, that Al-Karachach Kereb Yirmiya Sfirulei. So you'll have to say that in a Hanami, you'll have to say that Rav Nachman holds a Rav Yirmiya. So this will goof will be the Raya, that clearly Rav Nachman holds a Rav Yirmiya, that it's a Machlaikas between the two Mishnayas. Now says the Gemara, now that we mentioned this Machlaikas of Yirmiya and Rav, so Ula Rava, according to Rava, who says that the halacha in our Mishnah is a little bit lav dafka. Really, even in the case of kineis v'achak girish, the Tana of our Mishnah would hold that even in such a case that Mrs. Levi falls to Yibam. So Ula Rava hanicha yisavrula karevashi. So if he holds a karevashi, that he holds that yesh zika, so then he could say that zuhi lemute meis v'lo girish. So then he has a way of reading the sefer of the Mishnah. Zuhi is coming to exclude a case where Levi died before Reuven divorced Rachel, because being that Yesh Zika, so that itself would make it that now Rachel is a Tzaras Erva. Now Rashi points out that Rav is not going to tell you exactly like Rav Ashi, because Rav Ashi said that the case is that Levi died and then Reuven divorced Rachel. In such a case, if Reuven ended up divorcing Rachel, so then Rava would tell you that Mrs. Levi does not become a Tzaras Erva, because being that Reuven divorced Rachel, so Misa Mapelas. So when the Gemara says that Rava will tell you like Ravashi, Rashi explains that the Gemara just means that Rava will tell you that that's the derech of the diak. It's al derech Ravashi's diak, that the Mishnah is just coming to be lafuke a case where Levi died first and Rachel, and then it comes out that Reuven didn't divorce Rachel. So just the fact that Levi divorced, that Levi died, so now the fact that Rachel falls, the fact that Mrs. Levi rather, the fact that Mrs. Levi falls to Yibam, to Reuven, that itself makes Mrs. Levi like a Tzaras Erva, so then she would not be allowed to do Yibam with Shimon, even if Reuven then dies. That's what Rava will tell you. So Rava has a way of reading the Mishnah if he goes like Rav Ashi's diak. However, Ela Isavra like Rav Nachman, but if Rava is going to tell you like Rav Nachman, that really there's no Zika, so it can't be that's the case the Mishnah is coming to be Lafuke, because ain Zika. And so Mrs. Levi would not be Asr to Shimon in such a case. So then Zuhi Lemute Mai. So what's Zuhi coming to be Lafuke? So says the Gemara, Karchach Rav Ashi's Sfirulei. So it says the Gemara, that Ena Chanami, Rava will have to learn, like Rav Ashi, Rava will have to hold that Yesh, that Yesh Zika. That's how we'll have to learn our Mishnah. Says the Mishnah Vayter now. So now we're going back to a klal about all the arayas that we spoke about on Beizam and Aleph. Says the Mishnah of a kulan about all of the 15 arayas that we had on Beizam and Aleph. The kulan shahayu ben kedushin aigerishin besafek So what's the case? The case is the classic case of Yevamis, a Beis and Aleph. The case is that you have Reuven, who's married to, we'll stick to the same examples we gave then. Reuven is married to Bracha and to Shprinza. It's been a long time since we've mentioned them. Welcome back, Bracha and Shprinza. Reuven is married to Bracha and Shprinza. Bracha is Shimon's daughter. Bracha is Shimon's daughter. Reuven's married to Bracha and Shprinza. So in such a case, if Reuven dies, so Bracha, of course, is not going to fall to Shimon, because Bracha is Shimon's daughter. And also the Tzara, also Shprinza, will also not fall to Shimon, because she's a Tzara's Bita, she's a Tzara's Erva, so Shprinza will not fall as well. Now, we could technically substitute Bracha as being any sort of Erva. We'll talk about the Erva of Bita just to keep things simple. Says the Mishnah, V'kulon, about any of the Arayis, we're using Bita as the example, Shahayu ben Kedushin Agerishin B'Safik, if let's say Reuven's Kedushin to Bracha was only a Kedushay Safik, it's only a Safik if he was actually even married to Bracha. Or, Gerishin B'Safik, let's say there was a Kedushay Vadai, he was for sure married to Bracha, but then there was some sort of Safik that came up with the divorce. There was some sort of suffix with the get. So in such a case, if Reuven then dies, so Bracha, of course, is not going to be mutted to Shimon because she's Shimon's daughter. The Shaila is what's going to be Shprinza's halacha? On one hand, you'll say Shprinza's a Tzaras Erva. On the other hand, she's not a Vade Tzaras Erva. It's only a suffix. It's only a suffix if Reuven was married, if Reuven was really married to Bracha. Maybe a suffix if they ever even got married, a suffix if they ever got, maybe they got divorced. So Shprinza's really only a suffix Tzaras Erva. In such a case, as the Mishnah, Hare Elu Hatzarais Choltzais Vloimis Yavmais. In such a case, so then the Tzarais, in such cases, they'll have to do Chalitza, and they won't be allowed to do Yibam. They can't do Yibam because maybe they are a Tzaras Erva. They also can't go out scot-free because maybe they're not a Tzaras Erva. Memela, they need to do Chalitza. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah to explain, that Ketzat Safek Kedushin. How do you have a case of a Safek Kedushin? How do you have it that Reuven is not sure if he's married to Bracha? Well, he gave her the Kesef, he gave her the ring, or he didn't give her the ring? So says the Gemara, you could have a case of Safek. Says the Mishnah, you could have a case of Safek. What's the case? The case is that Reuven and Bracha were standing exactly 8 amos away from each other. Now there's a kinyan called kinyan dalet amos. When a person has something within his dalet amos, and let's assume that he has to have in mind to be kinyan it, so then the halach is that he's kinyan it. It's a kinyan dalet amos. So now, in this case, Reuven and Bracha were standing exactly 8 amos away from each other. And Reuven zarek la kedushin, and Reuven threw the ring. It's not an interesting start to a marriage. The way he married her was he threw the ring to her, and it was a safek karev lo, and it was a safek karev la, and it was a safek exactly where the ring landed. Because if it went closer to her, so that means it's within her 4 amos, because they're exactly 8 amos apart. So if it went closer to her, so that means it went within her dalet amos, which means she was kainet and they're married. However, if it was closer to him, so then it was within his dalet amos, it was outside of her dalet amos, and mamela, she will not be kainet, and they will not be married. Now, obviously, he could just give her another ring. It seems like after he threw the ring, they sort of had regrets, which I guess you can't blame Bracha for that, if that's the way he's marrying her. But lamaisa, this is how they got married. He threw the ring, it was a safek karev la, it was a safek karev la, we don't know who it was closer to, we don't know if Bracha was kainet of the ring, we don't know if they're married. So in such a case, that Safek Kedushin. That's how you can have a case of Safek Kedushin. And in such a case, Shprinza would require Chalitza, but not Yiba. Safek Gerushin. How do you have a case of a Safek Gerushin, a Safek in the get? So the simple shot would be to just say the exact same thing. Say that they're standing exactly 8 amos apart. He throws her a get. It's a suffix if it's closer to her, a suffix if it's closer to him. And that's how you can have a case, a suffix erishin. Lamaisa, the Mishnah does not say that. Instead, the Mishnah says 3 other cases. And the Gemara is going to deal with why the Mishnah didn't just say the simple case of zarekla get, the same way we had by the Kedushin. But instead, what does the Mishnah say? That what's a case of suffix erishin? You have 3 different types of cases. You have kasav biksav yada. So these are all really going to be git and sugyas. We'll speak out the general idea of the case, but it's all really sugyas that we're going to have emir tashem in gitin. So it says kasav b'ksav yaday ve'ein olav edim. The get was written in his ksav yad. It's written in his handwriting. So midaraisa, that itself makes it that you don't need edim to sign on to the get. Midaraisa, the get is good. However, ve'ein olav edim, it doesn't have edim to sign that were signed on it, and therefore it's pasul midurabana. So we'll speak about the case in more details in a moment. The second case is Yeshel of Eidim Ve'im Ba'izman, where it could be there are Eidim that signed on the shtar, on the get, but they didn't write the date. So that's also something which passes the get, me the Rabbanan. Or Yesh Ba'izman Ve'im Ba'ela Eid Echad, or it has the date, but it doesn't have two signatures, it only has one signature. And then it's Machlaikas and Gittin, if it's written in his handwriting, or is it Dafka when it's not written in his handwriting. But that's the general idea. It has the date on it, but it only has one Eid signed on it. So Zahu Safi Gerishin, that's a case of Safi Gerishin. Now Rashi explains, what does it mean that's the case of Safi Gerishin? These cases aren't really Safi Gerishin, these are just cases where the get is Pasul Midrabana. These are all just cases that the get is pasul midrabanan. It's not. So what's the suffix? The reason why these are all cases that are considered like suffix gerishin is because in all of these cases, Rashi brings that the din is that even though the get is pasul, the halacha is that if the lady would go ahead and she would get remarried based off this get, and she would have a child, so the child would be kosher. Meaning when the rabbanan pasul the get in these cases, they didn't say ad kedekach that if she goes ahead and she gets remarried, so then the child is going to be pasul. That far they didn't go. In such a case, the child b'di'eved is going to be kosher. So they pasuled the get, the chatchila, but l'maisa b'di'eved, the get is kosher. So since the get has that type of status, so in such a case where Reuven gave a get to bracha, and it was done in this type of way, that it was pasul the chatchila, but l'maisa it is on some level a good get, to the point that will allow it to work b'di'eved, so in such a case, so that's why Shprinsa, the tzara, if Reuven then dies, so Shprinsa cannot do yibam. She can't do yibum because l'maisa the get is pasul midrabanan. It's pasul. Ideally, she needs a new get. So therefore, we're not going to allow Shprinsa to do yibum because on that level she's a tzaras erva. At the same time, she's not going to be able to go out scot free because to a large extent she's also not a tzaras erva. Because l'maisa, if the lady in these types of cases where she received a get like this goes ahead and gets remarried, the child is kosher. So you see that the get on to a certain extent is a kosher get, and really Shprinsa is not a tzaras erva. So therefore, she can't go out scot free. That's why she's going to need chalitza, but she's not going to be allowed to do yibum. So now says the Gemara of Ilu Begerishin, Safi Karivla, Yisafi Karivla, like Atani, like we pointed out, that for whatever reason, the Mishnah doesn't say the more obvious case. Why doesn't the Mishnah say the more obvious case that it was the get was a Safi Karivla, Yisafi Karivla? They were standing 8 amis apart, and he threw the get, and it's not clear where it landed. So my time, why doesn't the Mishnah say that? Amar Rabba says he is Said, Mirz Hashem. We'll get to this really in the following shir. This is really a longer sugya, so Amir Sushem will start from the beginning of the Gemara in the beginning of the next shir.